If they're in the shop with transmission problems and they got 200,000 on them, if you can get what the tires are worth, it's $500 out of them, you'd be lucky, so.
Well, you're talking about the value of our vehicles or loan them, not.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know what your plans are for those. Do you, because I think you have dug some direction. Do we want to do anything to them or just?
Not those.
Let them go as is and try to.
Purple wave them or whatever you can. I'm not spending $15,000 to $200,000 on something that's, I mean, $200,000.
$200,000? What kind of car are we driving?
$1,500 or $2,000.
Those are the Mercedes vans.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Rolls. That's the commission outfit, so Rolls Royce.
Yeah. Don't start that rumor. That was Danny Strahan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, just put a price on those two that are tore up. Don't try to put them back out on the street. And
he can probably take Stottle's new truck and give that to him. He won't trade that truck, and I know he won't.
Yeah, I was actually, it's got 200 some thousand on it, and I think he's just trying to see how far it'll go.
Oh, that, and I think he prefers that brand of truck.
Well, yeah, he does that too.
Studebaker.
Oh, he wanted a Chevrolet, and we couldn't get him.
It's a good, there's nothing wrong with it.
Anyway, that's where he's at. So
you two get together and take care of that situation.
We can get him. I guess we can get him.
Got approval from the commission from
him. Yep. Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you guys.
Board appointments. I have five I'd like to recommend.
Real quick, Donna, I was trying to find the statute. It's in 137, isn't it, as far as the Board of Equalization, who has to make it up?
I think so. I'd have to look it up.
You don't remember exactly what it is after 137?
No, I don't. I could probably find it.
The qualifications have to be, they have to be in the real estate field or appraiser or
some kind of knowledge.
Some kind of knowledge, but that knowledge can be deemed even by the commission up on a.
Going to have to be used as deeming it.
Well, but I mean, as far as if they're not an appraiser or a.
It states something about.
I was trying to find it so I could read it so I know exactly what it says.
It states something about knowledge of land value or something like that.
Thank you.
Or property value.
Because Mike, some of those, yeah, would be great, but if they don't meet what's required by statute, then we can't appoint them on the Board of Equalization.
Which ones don't?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to look at the statute to find out.
Did I'm assuming from the conversation that you said, when you said when you wanted to appoint five, that you want to change the way it's been done in the past where the commission doesn't
sit on the board. I thought even if we're on the board that we appoint two, correct?
Right.
I thought even them they had to have.
They do. They have to have in
some kind of real estate.
It says something about knowledge of real estate property values or something like that. There's way it used to read, because we went through this years ago when we had board appointments.
Oh, I bet it's under 138, equalization and review of tax.
When Dave Oliphant said on there, I think he asked the question when.
What is it, Don? I can just pull it up on my phone. Thank you.
When Dr. Rose was on there, the question was brought up. There's been several times that the statute has been read.
Well, there's several ways to form it. I think you've got two ways to form it. The way you have it now is the three commissioners and two citizens, or go with an all-citizen board. which is something a couple of you have discussed in the past.
Hey, Daniel, I was reading this real quick.
Okay.
Out loud. Such additional members appointed after August 28, 2007, not related to any member of the County Board of Equalization within the third degree, whom shall have some level of experience as determined by the County Commission as a real estate broker, real estate appraiser, home builder, property developer, lending officer, or investor in real estate. So I believe one of the applicants, Mr. Heffiger, how is he, where is his relation to you?
Is it with Jerry? Jerry is my cousin's son, so he's my second, would be my second cousin, I guess, and I don't think that he would qualify. He would be...
I wonder if he'd be...
A perfect board member, but I don't know that...
He might be too closely related to you.
Right, he might be...
And that's why I was saying...
Is it within the fifth degree?
Third.
Is it third degree?
And I can draw a family tree out if you want me to.
Yeah.
Well,
did you to your mom to whomever... And then on, that's how it goes.
So he's probably fine. But that's something we need to look at. You know, that's why I brought it up, Mike. Yeah, you have some good applicants. You still got to follow the laws. And we don't want to...
Well, I, and another thing that I don't think that, you know, I would have to abstain on any vote that you even took that's questionable like that. We've had...
Well, it's not a matter of abstaining. We can't even put him on the board if he's within the third degree.
That's what I understand, according to the way this reads.
Okay.
I get that.
But again, let me look at the rest of the...
You still got five.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you want to go down to 138.085, or it's certain first class and second class counties. The other one was a general.
Oh, was that
statement.
General? Okay. 085?
That is under first class county.
Well, Brandon, back before, because there was a question before the first of the year about one of the sitting board members was Randy Casey, and at that point we had was going to name board members, and I made a motion to appoint Randy, and we all voted on it, and then we decided we didn't have to because he served until the first of the year. That and then this other discussion has came up before about the five-person board of, and we always had difficulty at that time finding five people that wanted to serve on the thing. As a matter of fact, those that have served in the past have served 2 years or 3 years or less because of the way that it's set up and the time that it takes and the money that they lose whenever they're trying to serve on a board that is as... sometimes it's tedious. This is not an assessment year, so it's not as strenuous and tedious on the board members as those years whenever you have a reassessment year.
Is there any other boards other than BOE that you wanted to discuss?
The BOA needs one real bad, and I think we had one or two applicants on that, and I think One of them was Sarah Kleinfelder, and the other one was
McFadden.
McFadden.
You need two. They need two members. They need to appoint two members.
Now, I mean, is it?
You need two members appointed.
You have two openings.
Right now, there's one vacancy.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. You have one.
But there's a second member that unfortunately hasn't made a meeting since April of 2015. He has not formally resigned, but we've not had him make it to a meeting since April of 2015.
There's statute that says you're so many meetings that you're automatically disqualified. Okay. I'm asking, I believe that's the case. I don't know for sure. If you tell me what statute, I'll look under your statute.
Yeah, but that's a totally another process. Let's don't get into that. Let's get into the appointment that needs to be placed now, and then we'll discuss this other.
Okay. I've got this.
Let me see that. I think there's a process to go through.
Basically, the appointee can either resign within the unincorporated or the incorporated area of the county, and one member can even be a member of the planning commission as well by statute. The statute allows for up to two members to reside within the incorporated area, and right now we have one that's within the incorporated. So this person, if the commission did choose to appoint a member, they could either reside within the incorporated or the unincorporated, and it can even be one member of the planning commission if the commission would choose to look at that.
We've had planning members that sit on the board, and I've heard that it's equally good for the board if they have sat on one or the other when they move. If they've sat on the Board of Adjustment, if they've sat on the Planning Commission, they have more knowledge. If they sat on the, and vice versa. Yeah. Do you want to fill the one?
Well, hold on 1 second. Let me read this. Bob, you're pretty much saying we have the ability to. We can go ahead and put one more that's in the incorporated area.
Yes.
And we don't have any that's on the planning zone commission.
Correct.